down. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Jones.
Huggy Lowdown.
What's poppin', Redenbacher? Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
What's going on, Garrett's Popcorn?
All right, thank you.
Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
How you feeling, fiddle saddle? Are you still crunching, munching on white cheddar, or is that a pop secret? Speaking of popping, let's put this bag of contenders in a microwave and make sure no kernel goes unpopped. Contender number one, former Chicago Bulls / Los Angeles Lakers coach Phil Jackson. Now, Phil Jackson was rumored to be the Lakers coach again after they let J. Anthony Brown's second cousin, Mike Brown, go. After five games, Jay, see, here's the situation. After Brother Man's termination, Phil was in negotiation for his old occupation to return to the Laker Nation. But instead of honoring the coach's couple of days of consideration, they didn't wait the duration and hired Mike D'Antoni as the new sensation. So basically, Phil got fabrication with no lubrication. Church.
Preach.
Contender number two is also a former Laker, now Philadelphia 76er, who should be traded to the Los Angeles Clippers. Andrew Bynum. Have you seen Andrew Bynum, man?
No.
Andrew Bynum is here. Tom, you got to Google this, brother. And even though he's on the bench, his hair had a triple-double.
What?
I mean, this 7-foot cypress tree hair. You need to see it. He looks like the fiscal cliff, Tom. He needs to change his name to Metal World Perm. Seeing Andrew Bynum hair like that, so it was like watching Macy Gray or Maury trying to figure out who's Andrew Bynum's daddy. Is it Ahmad Rashad or Clarence Williams III? Contender number three, Kern Steffens. Superhead will just not go up, up, up and away. Now she's supposed to be on Basketball Wise LA. Now, if you look at her resume, she's qualified for Basketball Wise, Love and Hip Hop, and Real Time with Bill Maher. Oh, she can be on Hoarders. I even heard she's supposed to be in a remake of the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Inappropriate. Contender number four, the New York Jets. Now, the 3-6 New York Jets couldn't even get Williams with Whitaker to save this Jets flight. See, some of their players are talking behind their backup quarterback's back. Then the backup quarterback back said, Tim Tebow is terrible. No, the whole New York Jets are terrible. And there's only one team worse than the Jets right now, y'all. The Washington Wizards. And they're contender number five because they're 0-7.
Damn.
Who the hell coaching them, Tom? Carl Rose? Contender number six, John McCain. Yep, old 2-Cain complained about how the president dealt with the attacks in Benghazi and was a no-show at a briefing on Benghazi. Let me keep this brief. Shut up. Contender number seven, Mitt Romney. Mannequin Mitt still talking shiggity. Yep, it was 40% part two. Mitt Romney was on a call to his donors explaining the reason he lost because President Obama gave gifts, extraordinary financial gifts, to the African-American community, the Hispanic community, and young people. Mitt, that ass whooping still got your ass delusional. Hit the road, Jack. I bet it's back for more, for more, for more, for Contender number eight, all the people who want to succeed from the U.S. because we reelected President Obama.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if Mannequin Mitt lets you move into his house. Y'all succeedees. General Petraeus, you are the Bama of the week. See, when your biographer wrote that book, she was in line. You know the book All In? She was alive. And Petraeus stepped on that landmine when they started to bump and grind. She had the general like Olivia symbol, lost and turned out. When he was with his wife, he was the incredible Mr. Limpet. But when he was with the barter for Broadway, he was the incredible Hawk. She knew the general couldn't resist. You know the Army new slogan is, we leave no behind. General Petraeus, you are the Bama of the week, week. Jamaica Host, I'll get honorable mention.